one quick other question. Okay. So as far as the Russian hacks go, I know normally you can't discuss, you know, sources and methods and how you guys are getting intelligence, but can you at least characterize the sort of intelligence that's coming in that proves that this was a Russian hack? Is it digital fingerprints that you're tracing back to a computer in Russian possession? Is it human sourcing that you're intercepting phone calls and hearing Russians talk about this kind of thing? Yeah. Or where is the confidence coming from?
Well, I'm obviously quite limited in what I can say from here, but I think there are a couple of things that I can point to that I think that I think answer the questions that you've raised. It's essentially two. The first is the statement that was issued by the intelligence community in October of 2016, before the election, making clear that Russia was interfering in our election, represented the consensus view of 17 different intelligence agencies. That's not usually the way intelligence works. That kind of unanimity of opinion, particularly when the stakes are so high, is notable. The decision by the intelligence community, not just to reach that conclusion, but to make it public, is notable. And I think it reflects the depth of their confidence in that assessment. But your question goes to what explains the depth of that confidence? Why? I think the only thing that the thing that I can certainly say from here is that there was the release last week of the joint analysis report that was issued by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, and included in that report were specific technical advice to computer network operators, systems administrators across the country and around the world about steps that they could take to protect their networks from malicious Russian cyber activity. I think that's an indication that there was a deep technical analysis that was done. And being able to put forward that tactical analysis so that people could protect themselves from the Russians, I think reflects the work that was done that pretty definitively ties this back to the Russians. The other effect of releasing that information means that Russia now has to go back to the drawing board and change some of their tactics.